Hey girl, welcome to Better You Podcast, where we're all about reaching for a better version of ourselves while keeping things realistic and doable. My name's Katrina, a mama of two who's obsessed with self-care, personal development, and supporting women on their journey any way I can. I'm here to give you simple tools and strategies that you can use to take care of your life, including your mind, as you design a life you love one day at a time. The goal is to ditch the busy, the stressed, the tired, and build confidence that we need to choose joy and alignment. In this podcast, expect real talk, a little tough love, and simple takeaways that you can start using right now. Life is full of ups and downs, but with the right tools and mindset, we can truly live a life that we love. I'm right here with you, girl, your new BFF. Let's go. Girl, I'm glad you're here today because I have so much love for this episode. I was having a moment the other day. It's that time of the month. And I just started talking to myself like I was talking to a friend. And I'm not sure what season you're in, which I guess it actually doesn't really matter if you're in a tough season or maybe you've just had a tough day or whatever. Could be you're driving the struggle bus. I don't know. I've been finding myself on the struggle bus collecting tickets from time to time. So, but I just want this episode to hold space for you and let you know that it's okay. It's freaking okay. We don't always have to be good. You know, like the answer that you tell people during small talk when they ask us how we are and you're like, oh, I'm good. You know, how are you? Oh, good. No. We don't always have to be good. It's okay to feel like shit. It's okay to struggle. It's okay to feel like you're treading water or freaking drowning. And it's okay to cry about it. And it's okay to be mad. And it's okay to be confused. We don't have to always have it all together. And it feels good to say that. We can't always bring our A game. And that just has to be okay. We're freaking human. I'd imagine many of my listeners are go-getters, wives, maybe mamas, women with drive, wanting to reach for more, and all of those types of people, you, we're hard on ourselves, aren't we? And we don't give ourselves as much grace as we need. We strive for perfection. We want to have it all figured out. We want to be better. We want to do better. We're hard on ourselves, right? And I just want this episode to remind us that we're doing the best we can. And we're always trying to do the best we can with what we've got where we're at, right? Whatever season you're in, we're doing the best we can right now. We can't always be the most productive. We can't always be a step ahead. God, it feels good to be a step ahead, but it's not always the case. We can't always be a step ahead. I really like to have it all figured out, but we can't always have it all figured out. We just can't, and that's okay. I just got to keep saying this, right? It's human. It's normal. It's okay to have bad days. It's okay to be the quote, even though I hate this, hot mess express or whatever. Like, it just feels good to say that it's okay, right? We're allowed to have off days, off weeks, off months. So wherever you're at with this episode, I'm not sure where it's meeting you. Maybe you're adulting. Maybe you're over adulting right now, because it's just seemed to be one thing after another lately. Or maybe you're wrapped up in a relationship and you're confused about it. Or you're in a job that you're not happy with. Or maybe you're deep into parenting and you are questioning your every move. Maybe you've got a health issue, or you're wanting to make a big change, but you're not sure of the next step. Or maybe you just feel stuck. Gosh, any of it, all of it, it's all okay. And you might find yourself in a season where you're not feeling enough. That's another common one. I feel like everything, my therapist one time told me, in some way, shape, or form, like so many of the things we're feeling all lead back to not enough. I know in an adult woman's life, it's like, you're not fit enough. You're not thin enough. The house isn't clean enough. You're not making enough money. You're not saving enough money. You know, we're all just doing the best we can, and that looks different every day. And you are enough right now as you are. Like, you're enough. So know that this season will not last for forever. This struggle will not last for forever. This feeling won't last for forever. I know that you're gonna get back up, you're gonna straighten your crown, you're gonna dust yourself off, and you're gonna keep going. Because that's what we do. We get up and we go again and we go again and we go again. But dang, doesn't it just feel good for someone to hold space, right? To just know that you're not alone. Look, I know we're not gonna unpack here. We're not gonna unpack, but we can't ignore these feelings either. It's not good to ignore them. We can't unpack here. We're not going to stay here, but we definitely have to sit in this for just a second and acknowledge it. Okay, yep, I feel this. It's good to know I'm not alone. And then we're going to get up and we're going to go again. Okay, you're not alone. I'm right here with you. This too shall pass. No, it won't last forever, and that it's going to be okay. I know that we all know this, but I also know that you're just like me and you're hard on yourself. We always are. And I think it's just important for us to take a moment and sit with the struggle, sit with being frustrated, cry, scream, be confused, be lost, and just know that you're not alone and know that all your feelings are valid and it's okay. That feels better, doesn't it? Thanks for holding space. You're doing awesome. I'm here with you, girl. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you found a takeaway that was helpful for you or something that resonated. I'd love to know if you liked my message. It would be awesome if you would DM me or share this episode and tag me at Katrina McMurtry. We're in this together. You're already doing it. You're making moves. I'm so grateful you're here. Keep being awesome.